you're advocating human rights and you're out protesting about the right for people not to be killed.
But how that was taken to court really does beg a belief. That is just ludicrous. Yeah. That's a waste. Well, 14 months that took. That's just
unbelievable.
You know, that's just everyone, lawyers, money, yeah, and policemen. The only person that I see that should have been held accountable on that whole situation, and we've seen it 30 times over TV over 14 months, is the policeman who was standing there. Why didn't he clear the way? Where's the old days of the whistle?
I would add to that I think the two women who blocked the car should be in court charged with obstruction.
Obstruction.
Here come the lefties. So the thing is, you've got a right to go out, and this is what I mean. You've got a right to go out and protest, and as much as possible, you do it within the law. And let's say the issue was, I don't know, something that people felt. I mean, what about when the farmers came down and dumped their manure on the steps of Parliament? Mm. You know, that's breaking a law. You're trespassing and you're
not preventing people from going on and doing their business, though, are you? They were just trying to drive home.
The point is, you can't say that they should have been in court for protesting. Because whether you like them or not.
I think they should have been in court for
absolutely for
getting in the way of someone who is but the same thing if you hop in the car after this, Jason, and you've got people protesting, which wouldn't come as any great surprise to me after some of the things you say on the program, protesting you I think you've got a right to slowly move forward, not put your foot down on the accelerator, and they should be the ones who are arrested.
You're right, Tim, and I think I'll walk out of this building different times than Joseph.
True,
I'm nervous now.
what have I said? But yeah, it's true. If you break the law in while you're protesting, so for example, if you're a protest group and you scale the walls of Parliament and you hang out your Greenpeace
cards, you should be charged.
And they know they will be charged,
and if you're
keeping people safe, you're not hurting anybody, you take the consequences of breaking the law, and that's your problem, right? You take those consequences. That's right, and all sorts of protest groups have done that through the ages. Mm. They will break a bad law to make a case about a law. Right? That's a principle that we protect. That's different to, you're absolutely right with this case. Chester Burrows was, and the judge said he was driving slowly, he was aware of people, he was not careless driving, therefore no charges, and it shouldn't have ended up in court.
Okay, it's 13 away from 11. Come back in a moment. We'll get the panel's view on what icons or street names should be on the Wellington version of Monopoly. Plus, we'll get Hots and Knots and Nick's Veggie Report.
When it's time to recoat your roof, call the Kofi guys. Why? Because when they recoat a roof, it's guaranteed with their Kofi 12-year warranty. Although, in reality, it'll be good for a lot longer than that. The right products, the right expertise, and the right advice make Kofi the right choice to recoat your roof. To find out if a recoat is right for your roof, visit kofiroofs.co.nz.
Call the Kofi guys. Call the Kofi guys.
Hi, I'm Mae McClungara from Intelmax. Join my team and I today at the Better Home and Living Show at Westpac Stadium. Intelmax is a soft, white, blind mineral wool product manufactured specifically for thermal and acoustic insulation of wall cavities and is installed without the removal of wall linings in only just 1 to 2 days. No mess, no fuss. Check out Intelmax at today's Better Home and Living Show, Westpac Stadium, and be in to win an Intelmax complete home insulation package, or check us out now at intelmax.co.nz.
Toyota's small car with big savings. Hi, Hunter Mitchell for Rutherford and Bond Toyota. Right now, save $1,500 on the new look Yaris SX. Pay just $23,990 plus on-road costs for a brand new Yaris 1.5 SX hatch. The Toyota Yaris is a big seller, and right now it's incredible value with a big saving of $1,500. Plus, you'll get a 5-year warranty, a 5-year service plan, 5 years warrant inspections and roadside assistance for free. The new look Yaris. Test drive today at Rutherford and Bond Toyota, Wellington, Porirua and on the Kapiti Coast.
Issues.
So, SBW caused quite a stir with revelations he doesn't like BNZ, which begs the question, what other financial institutions would he object to? ANZ, ASB, TSB, WTF? And if he plays again for the ABs, will he be A-OK with AIG? Because, you know, some say they were to blame for the GFC.
Meaty Issues, brought to you by Island Bay and Strathmore Butcheries. Visit islandbaybutchery.co.nz.
Hi, Alan LeBreton here from Beverage Locksmiths. Do you have a spare key for your late model car? Do you know that most keys for late model cars have an electronic security chip in them? If you lose your only car key, you could be up for many hundreds of dollars to replace it. Give Beverages a call and we can often copy your electronic transponder key for half the price of an original key. And we can come to you. You know the number.
566-1111. Call 0800 80 1080 to talk back with Tim Fuchs on News Talk ZB with Wellington International Airport and Fiji Airways. Flying Wellington Nandi direct twice weekly at family friendly times.
This is the Friday Forum. Josie Bagani and Nick Mills with me through until 11. Josie, this idea of, I think it's a wonderful commercial idea of a Wellington version of Monopoly. I think they'll sell some boards.
Yeah, we have a get out of the wind free card.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's quite good. That's quite good.
I agree with you.
Get out of the wind free card. Yep. And actually, we shouldn't have houses. You should, like, you know how you can put houses on your thing that you buy? Pardon? You should have cafes. I'll have three cafes, and I'll charge you $5 for a latte if you land on it.
You should have cafes.
Look, this
you pinch
is
my line.
A little bit taking the mickey, I reckon. The Monopoly Inc. brand, they've gone out and they've done this all around the world. So they've done it. I just did a Google search. They've done it in Swindon in England. There's a Swindon Monopoly.
Wow.
Swindon is a really boring town. Its only claim to fame is that it's 71 miles from London. And they've done a Swindon Monopoly. They've done a Game of Thrones Monopoly. They've done, the weirdest one was bass fishing.
Really?
A fishing one based all on fishing. They've done a gay Monopoly.
Yeah.
I won't go there. They did a BlackBerry 25-year anniversary Monopoly. I mean, this is all just a money-making thing.
But it's very clever.
Metallica
but
Monopoly.
It's great. I love the thought that people are going to be playing board games still.
What streets would you put as your highest? Oriental Parade?
Lambton Quay and Oriental would be my two top.
But they're housing, aren't they? Park Lane and that are all housing places, aren't they? So you don't have any houses in Lambton Quay.
No.
So Oriental Bay, Woburn Road.
No, but think, what's the one on the Golf British
Road.
One, Mayfair. That's houses and shops, isn't it? I think Lambton Quay would be the best one.
Lambton Quay would be good. I think you should change
one of them and have them as cafes. So each corner, you know, like have a cafe.
I think you just, instead of buying houses, you buy cafes.
Yeah.
You know, like a green cafe and red cafe.
I don't think we need the electric company or the water company.
That's
probably
dated.
Still going to work.
No.
Let's get to some hots and nots. Josie, what's hot for you this week?
Top Gear is now Globetrotters, and there was this great little episode where they stole. This is such a good idea. Don't do this. Nobody do this at home. They went to the speed van, took the number plate off the back of the speed van, and put it on their car and sped past the speed van.
Oh, this is the van that's got the camera in it.
I thought that was just inspired. So the camera goes, aha, I've got you. And then it just does this kind of massive meltdown because it's its own number.
Anybody sees Josie on the motorway climbing on top of her car trying to take the camera off on Nairunga Gorge, you know, on her way home, you know what she's doing.
And my quick not hot is going to restaurants, and Nick, you can advise me about this. I'm honestly sick to death of you just in the middle of an argument with your husband, and somebody comes over and goes, is everything all right with your meal?
or you just...
Oh, go away. I'll tell you if it's not all right.
Or you just had a mouthful of food and your mouth's full.
Why do they do that?
It's all about timing. You're taught by people that should know, is actually when there's a break in the traffic, go there. So, you know, if you're having an argument with your husband, there'll be a dead spot where neither of you wants to say the next word. That's when you go and say...
Go away.
But it's just the breaking of the ice. But it is terrible, the timing.
How is your meal? Right. Hots and nots from you.
My hot is a lady called Mari that lives in Kelson, whose brother told me she loves listening to our show on Friday morning, so it's nice to hear that there's people that actually enjoy listening to our show. So Mari, hope everything...
I'm pronouncing it Mari.
It is a lovely name.
Yeah.
So my hots is to her, and my not hot is to arrogant road workers. You know, nobody likes to be pulled over on the side of the road, and no one likes to do that. The other week, I got a guy that started yelling at me. He said, slow down. So I wound my window down, and I said, you don't tell me what to do, son. You don't actually, you know.
Were you speeding, though?
I wasn't speeding, but it was just arrogance of it, you know. Mm. And the other thing when you're talking about that is, why don't you wave when people pull over? I've got a sign written car, so I pull over for everyone. You know, on streets, you don't have that in Kapiti, but we, in Wellington, we have streets where we've got to pull over so cars can go past all the time. I wave all the time. Why don't people wave? How little does it cost to wave?
You're sounding a little bit road ragey.
I am a bit road ragey.
Get on with your veggie report.
Right, okay. Fruit and veggie report, they are going through the roof. Prices, Nick?
Yes, Tim. Now, you are prevalent, both of you are prevalent to this. Joe obviously couldn't buy cabbage lettuce this morning. Iceberg lettuce, which is our lettuce that we all grew up on, are now going for $5 a lettuce.
Same as a flat white.
So what I'm told by my absolute expert, Sanjay, today, his report, he said, if you like it and it's green, pay for it. Because we just the weather, we're just not going to get anything. Mm. Cheap broccoli, and broccoli's the only thing that...
You'll never hear a bad word about broccoli.
Cabbage, well, it's $2.50 to $3. That's what you've got to pay for it. But, you know, collies and all that sort of stuff, cucumbers, all that stuff, all very expensive. Tomatoes, gone up in price. Tomatoes, because of the weather, they've gone up in price. Red skinned nachis. What is a nachi?
It's a cross between a dog and a cat.
It's like an apple and a pear.
Red
limes, if you're doing anything Mexican, limes are at the cheapest they're ever going to be. Limes. We're going to have a problem coming up, so you'll tell me in about 3 weeks' time when your husband does the shopping, Josie, that coomeras, they're very expensive. Mm. What's happening is they're digging them up and they're all wet and rotten, so there's going to be a real problem with coomeras.
Good
agria potatoes, big and small. I love my agria potatoes. Tamarillos are very expensive, but they are very nice. Fajoas, last week of Fajoas, so if you like Fajoas, last week. And apples are fantastic, and mandarins are fantastic as always.
That's the way to go. But that's the green vegetables that are going, the prices are just outrageous.
If you like it, pay
I got
for
a kumara the other day, and it was $6.99 a kilo at the fruit and veggie markets. Went to the supermarket, it was $7.99. And you're telling me, Nick, that that's going to get even higher now.
They're digging them up and they're all rotten.
Oh,
so
no.
You might actually have a period of time when you can't get a kumara in New Zealand.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Sorry for the growers.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for that, Joseph Agani, Nick Mills, for another week on the Friday Forum. We'll get to some more of your calls after 11. Plus, I will speak to one of the residents who lives along the expressway and their concerns and what they'd like NZTA to do to alleviate all the noise. That and comedian Penny Ashton will join me as well.
Kick that old bed into touch and buy your new bed today from Brownie's Mattress Direct. For the best bed, best deals, and interest-free finance, see Brownie's Mattress Direct, your bedding experts, 202 Thorndon Quay.
Resident builder Peter Wolfcamp here. Whether you're building, renovating, decorating, or just interested in a healthier lifestyle, don't miss out on a feast of ideas at the Wellington Better Home and Living Show today until Sunday at Westpac Stadium. Enter to win a fabulous show prize. Save on Show Only specials and get great advice at the Ask the Expert sessions. The Wellington Better Home and Living Show, open 10 till 5 today until Sunday at Westpac Stadium.
As part of Wellington Airport's upgrade, our car park exits now open automatically. So if you've stayed less than 10 minutes or you've already paid at a pay station, just wait for the barrier arm to go up and you're good to go. Find out more at upgrade2017.co.nz.
Village at the Park currently have rooms available in their hospital care, dementia and rest home facilities. These care options provide highly competent staff, nurse coverage and a care manager on call 24 hours. Respite care is also available. The Village is centrally located to Newtown, the hospital, airport and local amenities. It's a modern, sunny and friendly environment. All rooms have en-suites, natural light and look out onto gardens with a real homely feel. For more details, look them up online. villageatthepark.co.nz.
I'm Nancy, your Skype interview coach, and here are my top tips for success. Not everyone's a Metallica fan, so trade the tee for a collared shirt. Nobody wants to see your used undies. Get out of the bedroom and try the lounge. And above all else, avoid buffer face, that freeze face moment when your internet stalls you into a state of gormless.
Get unlimited fibre for the first 6 months half price when you upgrade from ADSL broadband. That's just $39.99 a month. MyRepublic. We know no limits. Early termination fee of $299, 24-month term and T's and C's apply. Offer not available everywhere.
This weekend at Animates, we've got pawsome deals like 20% off dry cat and dog food and 20% off flea and worm treatments in-store and online in Sunday. Excludes vet prescription diets. Animates, because pets make us better people.
News Talk ZB News with Wellington Barbecues and Fire. See them for fireplaces. Live from the News Talk ZB News Centre, this is News Talk ZB News.
Kia ora, good morning. It's 11 o'clock, 12 degrees in Wellington. I'm Katrina Bennett. A Lower Hutt woman has pleaded not guilty to assisting with a suicide. Georgina Campbell reports.
Susan Dale Austin has just appeared in Wellington District Court. The public gallery was filled with people who had pink hearts stuck to their shirts to support her. Ms. Austin has pleaded not guilty to assisting suicide, as well as a charge of importing a drug.